A reading from the first book of Kings. The Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream at night. God said, "Ask something of me, and I will give it to you." Solomon answered, "O Lord my God, you have made me, your servant, king to succeed my father David. But I am a mere youth, not knowing at all how to act. I serve you in the midst of the people whom you have chosen, a people so vast that it cannot be numbered or counted. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding heart to judge your people and to distinguish right from wrong. For who is able to govern this vast people of yours?" The Lord was pleased that Solomon made this request. So God said to him, "Because you have asked for this, not for a long life for yourself, nor for riches, nor for the life of your enemies, but for understanding, so that you may know what is right, I do as you requested. I give you a heart so wise and understanding that there has never been anyone like you up to now, and after you, there will come no one to equal you." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And our gospel is taken from St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad they throw away. Thus will it be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. It's been said that wisdom comes with age, but sometimes age comes all alone. In our first reading today, we have the story not of an aged man, but of a young man who was wise. Solomon was the son of King David, but he was not David's eldest son. In fact, Solomon was the 10th of David's sons, and he was still quite young when his father died and he acceded to the throne. Just after young Solomon became king, the Lord God appeared to him in a dream and told him that he might ask for a special favor from heaven. Solomon asked for a gift that God was pleased to give him. He asked for an understanding mind and a discerning heart so that he might rule over God's people with wisdom. One day, this wisdom of Solomon was put to the test. Two women who were harlots were living in the same house, and on a certain day they came before the king, each claiming to be the mother of a single baby boy. One of the women explained that each of them had just given birth to a male child, but during the night the other woman had rolled over in her sleep and accidentally smothered her son. When she woke up and realized what had happened, that her infant was dead, she got up and switched the babies, placing her dead child beside the other woman and taking the living child as her own. Of course, back then there were no DNA tests to prove maternity, and each woman claimed to be the mother of the child. How was the king to decide who the boy's real mother could be? You know the rest of the story. The king took the infant in his arms, and he ordered that a sword be brought so that he could divide the child in two. One of the women haughtily agreed with the king. "Yes, do it," she said, "divide the child in two." But the other woman cried out, "No, let her have my son." Immediately, Solomon knew who the real mother was, and everyone marveled at his wisdom because he had an understanding heart, because he listened to God. You see, when the Lord appeared to Solomon in the dream, the young king could have asked for many things, just as the scripture says. He could have asked for wealth or for power, for victory over his enemies, or for a long life for himself. Instead, he chose what our Lord calls, in today's gospel, the pearl of great price, the hidden treasure buried in a field. The wise man, our Lord says, is willing to sell all that he possesses in order to purchase the field in which the treasure is buried, in order to possess the pearl of great price. Young Solomon desired this pearl, this rare and hidden treasure, which is knowledge of God and love for him. And so he asked for a discerning heart, a heart that listened to God. I wish I could tell you that the story had a happy ending. But as he grew older, Solomon's heart was divided, torn in two, and he lost his early love for the Lord. As he grew older, Solomon married many foreign wives who worshipped strange gods. Solomon listened to his wives and began to worship their gods, and he stopped listening to the Lord. As a result, Solomon lost his fabled wisdom, and Israel suffered. When age came to Solomon, it came all alone. When Solomon was young, he saved the life of the infant boy because he listened to God. But when he died, Solomon's own kingdom, his child, like his own heart, was divided in two. St. Paul says in the letter to the Romans in today's passage, "For those who love God, all things work together for the good." Note the first part of that statement because it's very important. For those who love God. Do we have listening hearts? And if we do, who or what are we listening to? Are our hearts divided like the heart of Solomon? Or are we listening to God?